Tomorrow, May 1st, 10 countries from Estonia to Malta will join the European Union. The expansion to 25 nations has taken years of negotiations, but many citizens of the new member countries wonder what EU membership will mean for them. Czechs strongly supported joining the EU in last year's referendum. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to the Czech state of Bohemia and found a mix of hope, fear, and ambivalence.
It took more than a dozen official stamps for one truck to cross through customs from the Czech Republic into Austria earlier this week. Czech officials promised the sometimes miles-long line of commercial haulers at the border will melt away this weekend when the Czech Republic and nine other countries join the European Union. That's great, says one trucker. Moving is better than standing still. But another, Czech driver Luboš Rut, isn't so sure.
Maybe there will be a lot of work, maybe not. We'll see what the competition is. Italian or German trucks could take the work. These days we have a lot of work because we have to wait so long at the border. When things speed up, we'll have to see what happens.
He won't be allowed to move west to look for a job. Worried about a flood of immigrants, all current EU members, except Ireland, have imposed restrictions on labor for as long as 7 years from most of the joining countries, a move that has created resentment. Farmer Eva Kamlakova expects benefits to trail membership.
I think that the change will be mostly for my children, for young people. I'm at the age that I can't think about career or something, but my children and our children, I think they will.
Kamlakova calls for beef cattle in to eat. They nose through the hay for feed and lick the trough clean. Czech officials expect agriculture to be hit hard by cheaper food imports from the EU. Kamlakova hopes the EU support for rule of law can help settle lingering post-communist land disputes. The EU was started for economic cooperation, but is expanding to include common policies on security and, to some degree, foreign policy. Vladimír Zvezina, a Czech candidate for the European Parliament, says people have to feel personally connected to the EU to maximize its potential.
We must create the European Union as a natural product of feeling of people. Progress is not possible without these emotions.
But right now, one strong feeling in this corner of the Czech Republic appears to be wariness. Literature professor Vladimír Papušek worries that even a stronger economic union won't put an end to historic nationalism among European countries.
I am a little bit scared in crisis, in first big crisis. It will be clear who is German, who is France, who is English, for example. So that's my dark view. Yeah.
At Nautilus, a French-inspired restaurant near the main square in the town of Česká Budějovice, manager Peter Šíma says he is definitely a Czech, not a European. But he loves French cooking, especially the freshness and presentation, like a touch of pepper grated around the edge of a plate of fried liver. Šíma hopes business will grow as more Czechs become more connected to other European cultures.
Doufám jenom, že už se pochopí ten moderní styl toho restauratérství, že
právě ti chtějí přijít do hezkého prostředí, recognize that they can ask for their money real quality, nice environment in the place where they are going to eat, and of course excellent food, and that's what I'm like going to offer them, and I hope that they will grow to understand this.
Czechs don't expect to feel much immediate impact when their country officially joins the European Union tomorrow. Much has changed since the fall of communism here, and people hope EU membership will speed them toward the good life. Emily Harris, NPR News, Česká Budějovice.